Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk a little bit about what this all means with Brian Geltzeiler of HoopCritics.com. HoopsCritic.com.
Brian! Okay,
man, I'm going to get something right with him. I've been working on your name, Brian.
You did pretty good there, dude. That was impressive. You guys came out smooth, like you've been practicing.
Yeah,
have been practicing. Yeah, I have been practicing. More so than you would ever know.
You don't have to say it. John's got to say it.
Yeah, that's why I let him do it. I'm not going to do it.
So, Brian, Toronto.
You try. Yeah. I'm with you, bud.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Toronto wins in six, and there are some people that are saying there should be an asterisk or this should be somehow tainted.
Come on.
I know.
Hey, that doesn't happen in the NBA. We don't put asterisks next to NBA titles. Listen, not all NBA titles are created equal, but here's the reality. You look at the way the NBA is structured, 82-game regular season. Then you have to win 16 games to win a title in the playoffs. You look at all the extra games the Warriors have played in the last five seasons. Are we surprised that guys started going down and getting hurt and that this happened to them? Listen, it's a long stretch, and long-term fatigue sets in. And, you know, my father taught me an old lesson when I was a kid where it's thinnest it tears, and guys are stretching themselves physically year in and year out. And for the Warriors, it was a matter of time before they saw a big spate of injuries. Now, granted, you can't predict a devastating level of injuries that they got to two of their three superstar players and Durant and Thompson here in the last two games of this series. But I don't think it takes away from how well Toronto played. And, guys, I'll tell you something else. My old friend Sam Mitchell taught me this a long time ago. Sometimes when you're not necessarily considered to be the best team in the league, you still have to position yourself to be second or be third because you never know what happens. You never know when that injury happens to a team you're up against and the whole thing falls in your lap and you're there and all of a sudden where you didn't think you could grab the brass ring, it's there for you to grab because opportunity knocks. And that's what happened here with the Raptors. Masai Ujiri built a team that was designed for two things. A, to compete for a title this year. B, to be able for him to rebuild this thing on the fly starting next summer if Kawhi Leonard decides to leave. Now, listen, besides you, may leave. He may have been, you know, we may not see him in Toronto next year. From what I understand, if not this year, then maybe the year after. Besides, not long for Toronto. So who knows what's going to happen there. But you talk about an asterisk here. No way. The Raptors went out and earned this. They defended as well as we've seen any team defend against the Warriors during this dynasty run of theirs, and they deserve all the credit in the world.
Yeah, and speaking of that, with all the injuries that the Warriors were decimated from, you know, we already know that KD has an option on his deal. But the big question is Klay Thompson. And what do you do with Klay Thompson? You know, he got the ACL injury. What do you do if you're the Golden State Warriors? Do you offer him a contract or do you allow him to go into free agency? And if he goes into free agency, do you think there's going to be some initial offers for him?
First of all, I think there are teams that would absolutely line up, even coming off an ACL, to give him a four-year max deal. He'll play next year coming off an ACL. And an ACL is very different than an Achilles rupture. So I think that the Warriors are going to offer him a max deal. I think he will remain with the Warriors. And I think if the Warriors don't offer him a max deal, there will be other suitors. Klay Thompson is that valuable a player. And a torn ACL is not a wonderful injury, but certainly not something that you look at and feel like a guy can't return to form from. The ruptured Achilles is a little bit different with Durant. And I think in Durant's scenario, because there are teams that are desperate for relevancy that have set up to go get cap space, that still would be okay to have him essentially pay him $38 million for a redshirt year. I think he'll end up with a max contract also. But I think those are kind of unique circumstances, each individual to themselves. But I would be shocked, regardless of this injury, if Klay Thompson doesn't return to the Warriors next year on a full 5-year max deal.
NBA expert Brian Geltzeiler talking to us from HoopsCritic.com about the NBA and Toronto's win in the NBA Finals, and looking ahead 6 days ahead to the NBA draft. A lot of talk around here about the Atlanta Hawks and a lot of talk about the draft here. With these injuries to the Warriors, does that give the Pelicans a little bit more I don't know, ammo in asking for kind of the best deal they can get for Anthony Davis?
I think that they have a lot of leverage regardless of Pelicans. They have the guy that multiple teams want. And at this stage of the game, it's about David Griffin driving the price up. Now, listen, David Griffin's in a little bit of a tough spot here because the one team that's willing to bid up has been the Lakers up till now, and David Griffin just doesn't love the Lakers pieces. The way he's looking at this trade, and this is why I still think before all said and done, the New York Knicks may find a way to be prominent in this, because the way that he's going to approach this trade is, if I'm going to trade for guys that are currently on rookie-scale contracts or deep into the rookie-scale contracts, I have to know that I want to pay them a second contract at a significant amount of money. And I just don't know that David Griffin's interested in paying guys like Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball second contracts that are going to run, you know, eight figures a year and up. So that makes it tough because he wants to be able to leverage the Lakers' offer, but the Lakers' offer is nothing he can accept. So it becomes an elaborate bluff on his part. Right now with Boston, you know, the fact that they're kind of resolved to losing Kyrie Irving, and it looks like Kyrie Irving is going to be ticketed to Brooklyn, you know, assuming something doesn't change in the next 2 weeks, also makes the Celtics have to take pause on what they're going to give for Anthony Davis. Because Davis, the only two teams that Rich Paul has given a guarantee that Davis will sign long-term with are the Lakers and the Knicks. So if Boston turns around and is going to pony up Jason Tatum, or God forbid, pony up Jaylen Brown with him, which is something that I know David Griffin would want both of those players for Anthony Davis. If that's something that they're going to do, they better have assurances that they can keep him. Because if you don't have Kyrie, it's going to become harder to keep him. So unless he can really get the Celtics invited into this process, it's going to be tough. The Knicks are interesting just because they have draft picks. And when it comes to these draft assets, Griff can look at this situation with the Knicks and say, you know what? If we do a little bit more of a slow build here, I can then go use these draft assets to A, pick my own players, or B, spin them out to get players that I do want here to put next to Zion Williamson and Drew Holiday. So that's where he has options. But again, it's tough because without the Celtics fully engaged, with the Knicks kind of having their eye, even in spite of the Achilles rupture on Durant and maybe not ponying up everything they should be ponying up, Griff's having a tough time playing teams off one another. With that said, this all hits high gear this weekend as we come into draft week, and I think we'll start to see some kind of action as we get midweek next week.
You know, speaking of action, I'm pretty sure with the injury of KD and the injury of Klay Thompson that the Warriors are in a spot that they didn't anticipate them to be in. And with that being said, is this a rebuild now for the Golden State Warriors, or did they just wait till everybody get healthy and make another run in a year or two?
I think, Hugh, it's the latter. I think you wait till everybody get healthy and make another run in a year or two. Think about this. Think about how they started last season in their last season in Oracle Arena, and now they're going into this Chase Center in downtown San Francisco, and Clay's not going to be on the court when the season starts. Most likely, Kevin Durant's not going to be on the court. He's probably not going to be on the team when the season starts. This is not how they anticipated opening the Chase Center.
Yeah, no,
this
right.
is not what they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, not what they thought about at all. Hey, Brian, we'll catch up to you
at
the draft.
All.
Do appreciate it.
And the Chase Center was supposed to be the financial engine that allowed Joe Lacob to pay whatever he felt like in luxury tax, because they were going to be able to print money at that place. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. I think it will still be financially beneficial, but it's not the no-brainer it once was. And so, to me, I think that they cannot cut this window short right now. They're going to have to be careful with Steph Curry next year, as he's going to play the majority of the season as really the only guy there. They'll get an opportunity to do whatever they can do.
Brian, I'm sorry, we are pushing it real hard here. We got to get to a break. I do appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, though, man.
We'll talk to you. We'll catch up to you around the draft. Thanks much.
You got it. Okay.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.